G'day Central Coast, this is the new 2GO Breakfast Show with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Jolly good morning, Central Coast. I hope it's all going fantastic.
We are up and about and ready to rumble, aren't we? We've got a big show planned for you today because the secret sound didn't go off yesterday.
No, it did not, which means it is today at $5,600. I'm going to work on this because we're going up by $200 a day.
I know, and you just put eight fingers up, so I'm not sure about your math.
Sometimes.
I know, right? So that is just huge money, and you, because you're up early, get the chance to play in half an hour's time, so don't go anywhere. And while you're waiting, make sure you jump on 2gofm.com.au to check those incorrect guesses. Next, we're gonna replay a chat we had with Michael Schaefer, who's a comedian that joins us here on this show. And you know what? He shared something really personal with us yesterday.
Yeah.
Really personal. You wouldn't know it.
Don't miss this.
Yeah. That's coming up next. Right now, Noiseworks. It's the music that makes you feel good.
107.7 2GO.
107.7 2GO. It is breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer from Better Homes and Gardens. Partly cloudy today, 26 our top. Rain maybe tomorrow, which might be nice. I haven't had any of that stuff for a while. And yesterday, Rob, we caught up with the most amazing comedian who has become a bit of a friend of this show.
Yeah, we did. And yes, he is.
Michael Schaefer from Victoria. He's going to be a part of our huge Gimme Lols for Kids night on May 26. This is what he had to share with us yesterday.
Part of the Gimme Lols for Kids, just because like I kind of understand what it's like for, you know, kids and families to be going through like illness together. And that's because I had testicular cancer. I was diagnosed about 18 months ago and I was 26.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's obviously quite young to be getting cancer, but it's the kind of cancer that does kind of hit guys in their early 20s and early 30s. So I had a really, really rough 12 months or so. I had to do chemotherapy. I did 24 weeks of chemo. I had to have five rounds of surgery. Hectic, probably the toughest thing I've ever had to go through. Definitely the toughest thing that my family, my girlfriend, have had to go through as well. So, yeah, I know how important it is to be able to just like have the right resource around you. And if it's so important that you're able to kind of do all your treatment and everything kind of nearby. That's why it's so great. We're raising money for kids on the Central Coast, because I think having to go to like Newcastle or Sydney for stuff is just makes it so much more difficult for the family as well. So I was lucky that my hospital was about, you know, 10-minute drive from where I live. So it was really easy to have that support network around me.
Gee, how did something like that become apparent?
How does that start?
Well, basically, I mean, the obvious sign is like a big ball, basically. So I had a ball that was quite big, but I was a guy and I was 26 and I just thought, oh, I'm invincible and everything. And I never thought it'd be something serious. So I kind of put it off for a while.
Oh, wow, it's getting bigger.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, great, I'm becoming more of a man. This is fantastic. I'm going through puberty for a second time. Fantastic. We're doubling up. But obviously, I was dumb, you know, and I think a lot of guys, you know, particularly around, you know, that age, when you're kind of like in your early 20s, you don't think anything bad could happen to you because you probably never had any health issues, you know, up until that point. So that's where I was. And I only went because I only went to the doctor to get it checked out because my girlfriend was like, oh, I think you should get that checked out. My girlfriend's a smart person. And she saved my life, which is a nightmare now because I can't win an argument against her anymore. It's an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, she's always, I saved your life.
She's like, I think you've got to take out the bins tonight. No, I think it's your turn. Yeah, but I saved your life. So I think you have to take out the bins tonight.
Hey, Michael, being a comedian and a writer and a funny man, was there a point in this very serious journey of yours and life-threatening that you thought, I'm going to start making this into something that's a bit funny that I can use in my comedy? Because that to me feels like a so far away from the experience that you were having.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was the most serious thing that I've ever been through and I could have died. You know, my odds at the time were 50-50 of survival, which is insane.
Wow.
You know?
That's
I always say to put that battle. To put that into context, if you had a strawberry last year, about the same odds as me, that's kind of where I was.
With the needle scare.
Yeah, it was terrifying, terrifying time for all of us. And I was going through my own battle while the rest of Australia was going through that.
But did you think at one point, oh, this could be something funny?
Yeah, like honestly, I think it was probably, I mean, I only started kind of writing about it and trying it on stage about 6 months into the process, and I was still going through chemotherapy and things like that, but I just thought, you know, the whole experience was like, you know, it's quite surreal, but there's quite a lot of funny things that happen. And honestly, like on the first day, like my whole mentality was, let's kind of find the funny in this. And on the first day, there's a lady doing an ultrasound of my testicles to obviously see where the cancer is. It's quite serious.
Yeah.
But I thought, maybe I'll just use a bit of comedy to kind of, you know, ease the tension here. It's a little bit awkward, isn't it?
And sometimes it's easy to laugh at things rather than cry, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and so she's doing her thing, and so I kind of leaned in and was like, am I pregnant? Yeah, she did not have the same reaction as you. She did not laugh.
She's just trying to do her job.
She's trying to do her job, and I'm this idiot trying to crack jokes. Like, she's like, what is this idiot talking about?
Yeah. Well, they do say laughter is the best medicine, that's for sure.
That's true. I mean, I found the chemo to be more effective, but laughter is also very important.
Well, how are you now? That's the big question. How are you going?
I'm doing really well now. I'm in remission, which means that, you know, I do my scans pretty regularly at the moment, and I haven't been able to detect any cancer for about 8 months or so, or 9 months now, which is great.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a kind of cancer that once they clear, you know, you're kind of cured, you're good to go. So it's really important that guys, you know that so that they don't put it off. They go and get themselves checked, and if worse comes to worse, yep. You know, you have to have surgery, you have to do treatment. Just know that it's, you know, often very, very effective, and likely you'll have a clean bill of health eventually.
And don't leave it, fellas. Yep. Don't do what Michael did. Don't leave it. If you see something that's not right.
Yeah. You don't have the attitude that says, I don't want to go to the doctor or I'll get sick. You know?
Yeah. Don't wait for your girlfriend to tell you to go, because then she just has that over you for the rest of your life. All right. So just make sure it's your own decision and do it early.
Well, we are absolutely stoked that you are well and that you're at the other end of this journey, but we're also really, really happy to have you here on the coast May 26th for our Gimme Lols for Kids Night, raising money for sick kids services right here on the Central Coast. Michael Schaefer, we'll see you then, but we'll talk to you again next week.
You,
thanks,
Michael.
So much, buddy.
Thank you, guys. See you soon.
107.7 2GO.
Ah, the trumpets. 107.7 2GO. It's Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. 26, partly cloudy today, a little bit of rain tomorrow. Our secret sound, just moments away, has jackpotted to $5,600, the most cash on the coast. It is Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Have I already said that? I'm not sure. But anyway.
Maybe.
I've already got theme music for you.
Spider-Man. Stop it. Yeah, okay. So yesterday I had a problem with a rogue spider. Big, big bloody spider. Anyway, it was right there, and I put it out to Facebook to say, what do I, you know.
Basically, this spider's been tormenting you every day. Every day when you go to leave your gate to get to your car, you have to deal with this spider because he stupidly makes his web in the same spot every day.
I can feel internal body parts moving when I talk about it. Like, I've got a real problem.
You've got a real phobia against spiders, right?
Yeah. So, but there was some support on Facebook.
So we put it out there to say, should you get rid of it, spray it, or should I save it? Because I kind of think maybe save the spider.
Oh, look, you know,
like,
I'd
move
love
him
to be
on.
Able to save it, but that's a big ask. Anyway, look, I've got Anne McMahon here said leave by another door.
Can you?
No, it's the only exit to get out. Like, this is a SWAT spider. It's over the, it's covering the entrance. I can't get out any other way.
What about Debbie Hopkins? She's gone, where's the option to shoot it?
Thank you, Debbie.
So
shoot it.
There's obviously a couple of
cannon.
Yeah, there's obviously a couple of people on your side. Michelle Olsen says, sorry, Mandy, I would always be on your side, but in this case, I have to agree with Rob. I'm terrified of spiders as well. Couldn't cope with that every day. The spider has to go. Then there's Lenny, who said, Lenny Ball says, Rob, I'll come and save you. Hey, well, Lenny.
Oh, look, Todd has just said, if you break strands of the web that are in your way, it will start to weave them out of the web. I'm not going through a human-shaped hole in a spider web.
Can you imagine that?
Oh, God.
Do the limbo underneath this spider's web every day that you're trying to,
This thing has got me in its sights.
Look, the funniest message that I think we got on Facebook yesterday for this poll, and I'll tell you the results in a tick, was from Terry Kay, who said, and I think it's a woman, she said, I once left my car at the shops and walked nearly 3 kilometres home and got my husband to go and kill it in the car.
3 kilometre walk.
That is sensational.
To avoid the confrontation.
So it's fair to say you're
That's
not alone.
That's how I'm feeling.
Yeah, you're not alone. Do you want to know the results of our Facebook poll?
Go, but yeah, go and hit me.
62% said spray it. 38% said save it.
62%.
That's
great support.
But, I'm gonna ask you to let me come and trap it and move it. Will you let me come and trap it and move it? I'm gonna do like a last minute death row salvation thing here, and I'm gonna save the spider.
You gotta swing by my place at 4:30 in the morning.
No, I'll come on the way home now and see if it's there. And
it won't be there now.
Later. I'll come past later and see if it's there. And if it's there, I'll save it.
All right.
If it's not, then tomorrow morning you get to...
Well, if it's not, it's hiding. It's just waiting for me to come out at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you poor thing.
107.7 2GO.
107.7, it's 2GO with music that makes you feel good. Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Partly cloudy in 26, currently 16 in Terrigal. It feels a little bit like 18. And we're hearing about an issue on Carryong Hill. Big delays there after a car and truck bingle. We'll get the latest with Strawny in the next few minutes. But yep. You and I just had a race.
We did, and she's accused me of cheating, for starters.
Oh, she so did.
Right? We've had this, okay, has anyone ever had a walk race? Right, yep. Where obviously yep. You're not allowed to, you know, you're not allowed to run. So we were going straight for a cup of tea, right? Yep. And the last song went, right, cup of tea, let's go, bang. So we head to the kitchen.
Which is a way away. Like, it's not a quick thing to do when you've got a 3-minute song, just quietly.
That is true. They say you can make yourself a cup of tea in the ad breaks, but this ad break was...
It's 3 minutes, yeah.
And it's short. So we have two doors at the studio. Mandy's gone out one, I've gone out the other, and we've come around the corner. I've seen her. I've gone, I'm having you here. And she's gone around the first bend in front of me.
Speed walking now.
I said, it's a walk. Anyway, so we're walk racing. We go around turn 1, 2, 3. At turn 4, there's two ways to go. I've gone, I'm going to take you here. And I've gone the long way. And I've clapped it on. And she's looked back and she goes, that's a run. She's accused
you
me of
running. You were running, mate.
There was
you
no
were
run.
Running.
I've taken her around the end of corner 5, up the stairs and got there. But she's accused me of running. She gave me the Jane Seville.
Oh, she's the chick that got caught in the...
The Jane Seville. The on her way that, to gold after 20Ks, Sydney 2000.
That was heartbreaking.
And they told her she was running.
You were disqualified,
she was
mate.
Not running just as much as I was not running.
107.7 2GO.
It's breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 2GO. 26 is where we're going. Partly cloudy around the Central Coast today. 16 at the moment in Budgerywar. And Stirlo joins us a little later in the show, as he does every Thursday, thanks to Brian Hilton, the home of used cars. Every Brian Hilton certified used car offers you extra peace of mind. And I want to talk to him about Wayne Bennett, because it's still a bit weird that Wayne Bennett's coaching the Rabbitohs, don't you reckon?
Well,
it just feels weird because he was with the Broncos for so long.
It feels weird that Wayne Bennett is still breathing.
Oh, God, you can't say that.
He's 85.
He's getting on.
I remember no one else in coaching but Wayne Bennett, you know, all my life.
He's like God. He's everywhere.
He has been there forever.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, my grandkids are going to go, Wayne Bennett? Is he still around?
Yeah. Well, it is weird. And, of course, the news of the last week really in footy circles has been just the humongous sort of dispute that happened between him and the Brisbane CEO, Paul White, and how everybody's left on bad terms, which is not a great way to leave a job. But many people already know this, I'm sure, but I only found out yesterday he was sacked via voicemail. He got a voice message saying,
hey, buddy,
don't bother showing up tomorrow. I think that's disgraceful. It doesn't matter how much you're falling out, like a bit of professionalism. You talk to someone, you eyeball them face to face and you say, sorry, mate, don't you come into work tomorrow. We've got a problem.
You would think so. I can't believe him. I lost a job once and the boss, it was a fairly large corporation, the boss rang someone else to give them a message to tell me.
What do you mean he passed the buck of telling you you'd lost your job?
Not someone within the company. Someone outside the company.
Somebody outside
told
the company.
Someone else. And
what?
Said, nah, no more contract. So, and I went, really? Anyway, so I got a message from...
Somebody else?
Yeah, from someone I work with.
It's very
elsewhere,
cryptic, but I was...
To say...
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So to say, hey, buddy...
It's like Chinese whispers.
Sorry, no more. So I never, ever, ever, to this day, ever heard from that company again.
Wow.
Yeah, from anyone.
That's really, really weird.
After, probably, 15 years or so there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's strange the way some people work.
Isn't it just?
You know, I guess they got to wake up and look at themselves in the morning.
Yeah. I just think it doesn't matter what the dispute is. And obviously there are issues and people get a bit heated and all the rest of it. But do the right thing.
You know, there's a beautiful end to anything if you go out chasing the positive.
Yeah, right. And that is you,
and
my friend.
I just chased the positive and here we are, you and I together.
I know.
Just
having a laugh about
out.
Wayne Bennett being 85 years old.
Yep.
We'll chat to Stirlo and get all the latest footy tips for you after 7:30.
107.7 2GO.
It's music that makes you feel good. 107.7 2GO. Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Partly cloudy today. 26 is where we're going. It's a warm morning. 16 already at Yamina Beach. And the accident that was on the Carryong Hill has been cleared. There is still a small delay, but the M1 seems to be moving quite well. So we'll get the latest with our mate Strawny in the traffic shortly. But right now...
President Trump, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mandy and Rob. Great to hear you again. Well, mainly Mandy. Rob can bite me.
Mr. President, let's talk about the 2020 campaign. Former US Vice President Joe Biden is officially running for president now. He held his first campaign rally earlier this week. Are you concerned about Joe Biden jumping in the race?
You know, frankly, I'm concerned about Joe Biden jumping into anything at his age. Trampoline, ball pit, swimming pool. I mean, chances are he's going to dislocate a hip or something. At the very least, his sciatica is going to flare up. Now, look, to answer your question, I'm not concerned or threatened by him. The only people who should be concerned or threatened by Joe are people in the direct path of his golf cart at the retirement home, okay?
You also gave Biden a new nickname, sir, Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy Joe, such a great nickname. Almost as good as Rosie Palm Rob. You know, and it's so original. It barely beat out Back Rub Joe, but the focus group told us to go with Sleepy. I call him Sleepy Joe because he just looks so tired. Did you hear his campaign slogan?
No, what is it, sir?
Snore more years. I know, it's terrible, right? Not as terrible as that joke, but terrible. Now, Biden needs to get a hold of the plastic surgeon and give him more of that more awake look. He really does.
Your former lawyer, Michael Cohen's not happy. The New Yorker published an article this week that quotes him saying, "How come I'm the only one going to prison? I'm not the one that slept with the porn star." Sounds like he's whining a little bit, sir.
And you'd be right, Mandy. Now, here's a little advice for Cohen that should help ease his transition into prison life. Now, Michael, if you're listening, on your first day in prison, I want you to walk up right to the nicest guy in there and break his heart. Or shank him. I'm not sure.
It's definitely shank, sir, because you don't want to end up being someone's bitch.
Right you are, Mike. Wow, look at Mike Pence with his knowledge of the prison culture. Am I right, guys?
And by the way, President Trump, congratulations to your son, Don Jr., as he and his girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle, are moving in together. They bought a 9,200-square-foot, seven-bedroom house in the Hamptons for $4.5 million. Is that right?
You'd love to get that contracting gig, huh, Rob?
Yeah.
You know, frankly, it's a lovely starter home for both of them. I'm really proud of Johnny Jr. And when his dopey brother Eric or his hussy half-sister Tiffany decide to come visit, there's a hotel conveniently located right down the street for them to stay at. But I will tell you, in all fairness, Donnie Jr. needs to slow the hell down. I mean, I don't want to say he's rushing into things with that cougar, Kimberly, but you'd never catch me with a 50-year-old broad. I mean, a couple of 25-year-olds maybe, but never a 50-year-old. That's a lot of mileage on the odometer. Am I right?
President Trump, did you see the story about the beluga whale that was found off the coast near Norway? Reports said that it could be a spy whale for the Russians because it had this huge strap attached to it that could hold a camera.
That's ridiculous, Mandy. Look, if you guys want to see a whale with a camera, just go to Clive Palmer's Instagram account, okay?
Fair enough, sir. Thank you for calling again, President Trump.
It was all your pleasure. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go take my son Baron to go see Avengers Endgame again. And when I say I'm going to take him, I mean the Secret Service or the White House nanny, whoever the hell's in charge of him. Oh, and spoiler alert, Iron Man comes out of the closet in this one.
Goodbye, President Trump.
A huge 2GO.
2GO. 107.7 2GO.
Oh, I hope that got you singing in the car. Love that one. 107.7 2GO with music that makes you feel good on your Thursday morning. It's breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. 26 and partly cloudy today. Currently 16 in Yumina Beach. And shortly we'll check your traffic. It's looking pretty good at the moment. We had an earlier bingle which has been cleared, but Strawny will give us all the latest in a tick. But some good news. Now, obviously, a lot of promises being made by politicians at the moment.
Well, potentially good news then, isn't it?
Well, it's potentially good news, exactly. So in a couple of weeks, we'll all be going to the polls, May 18th, it's federal election, and Labor have come out and said, you know that whole $18 million the Libs promised for to improve the university access here in Gosford?
Don't tell me they've promised a bit more.
They've gone, we'll see your $18 million and we'll raise you $10
million. You got to know when to
hold them. So basically, Labor's come out and obviously the Labor candidate, Ann Charlton's hoping this will get her over the line, but Labor's come out and said, we're going to throw another $10 million on building student accommodation, a complex at Gosford TAFE. They're going to try and up that money to make sure that we get university education here in Gosford.
It sounds pretty great.
I'm glad that both sides are focusing on Gosford and the education and making sure it's sustainable for the years to come.
Well, it's funny you should say that both sides are focusing on the seat of Robertson, because did you know that since 1983, this seat has been won seven times by Labor?
Yeah.
six times by the Liberal Party.
Wow.
And every election since 1983, whoever wins Robertson wins government.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Look at you go with the politics, Palmer.
Just looked it up.
But you know what that means? Yeah. That means that here in Gosford, in Robertson, we're like the predictive turtle for the World Cup. We're like those predictive things that,
God, call
you know?
The Central Coast a turtle.
Pull your head in.
Handsome turtle.
107.7 2GO. We love our city. New to 2GO Breakfast, Mandy and Rob Palmer. Feels good, Central
Coast 2GO. Certainly does feel good. You might want to be a little careful in the water, especially around Nora Head. Did you see the photo of the two great whites that were spotted at Nora Head?
No.
This was yesterday. They were spotted circling in the waters just off the lighthouse coast there. And a guy called Jason McLean had his drone up there with his camera on it and snapped a photo of the sharks right in the middle of a huge school of mullet.
So, you know,
it looks beautiful, though, the way the fish are all in that big shadow and there's a big sort of space where the sharks coming, where they're all going, ooh,
yeah, and they all just get
danger,
away. I
danger.
Tell you what, you wouldn't want to be out there paddling around, would you?
Well, no, but apparently they were just after the fish. Not
of course they were.
Not
tell
so
that to the guy that's lost a leg.
Tell that to Mick Fanning.
Oh,
who
mate.
Who had to punch one in the face.
Punch in the face. No way. Actually, you know what? There's 10 foot of swell coming next week, early
is
next
there?
Week.
Are you a bit excited?
No, I'm actually stuck in a radio studio.
Stuck in a
Monday
room
morning.
With me.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Right.
I'll be thinking about nothing else, but I suggest anyone that has a chance to divert Monday morning, maybe go and have a look at the ocean on your way to work.
Just look out for the Noahs.
Because it could be massive.
They're called Noah's sharks, aren't they?
Because they know everything.
Hey, next. I want to talk about Aussie slang. Australian soldiers have been told not to use Aussie slang, and I'll tell you why after this amazing song from Toto.
107.7 2GO.
We haven't had rain for a while, but it's on the cards for tomorrow. Today, though, partly cloudy and 26, currently 16 in Baddow Bay. It's 107.7 2GO, music that makes you feel good, and breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. And we'll get your latest traffic in a tick, but I want to tell you about something happening in the Top End. In Northern Territory, you know how there's a lot of Australian soldiers that do, training exercises and
a lot
stuff
of military stuff up there.
There is, yes. So basically there's a whole bunch of US Marines that have arrived, like thousands of US Marines have arrived in the Top End to do some...
That's just doubled the population?
Yeah. So they've basically arrived to do some exercises with the Aussie soldiers. And it came out yesterday that... they've been told, the Aussie soldiers have been told that they're not to use Australian slang in these exercises that they're doing with the US.
In Darwin.
In Darwin.
That's
of all
impossible.
Places. Yeah, exactly.
How do you pull that back?
Well, the reason they're doing it is because they reckon that things get lost in translation. And sometimes when they say things, they can be misinterpreted. And the time to figure those misinterpreted things out is not on the battlefield when bullets are flying.
Yeah, you're fair enough.
Which is fair enough.
You want
right?
to understand the bloke next to you.
Yeah, exactly. And to prove a point, the article went on to say that they'd kind of did a little survey with some people from around the world. So, for example, the slang, she'll be right. They asked someone from the UK what they thought that was. And they said that they thought it meant the wife is always correct. They asked someone from Russia and they said, she'll be back in a minute. Well, we all know that she'll be right means, you know.
She'll be all right.
Everything's,
no problem.
Everything's fine.
We're fine. She'll be back in a minute. Could
That's
get
right.
you in trouble on the battlefield.
Well, it could, you see.
But if someone's saying she'll be right, doesn't matter what they mean. Everything's fine. You're not getting shot at, are you? She'll
well,
be right.
I don't know.
Or
anyway.
Maybe you are and the next one's hopefully not going to hit you.
How about this one then?
Yeah.
Flat out like a lizard drinking.
Who says that on a battlefield?
Well, maybe not on a battlefield, but they asked someone from the US about it and they had no idea what it meant. They asked someone from France. They thought it meant to have a flat tire. Someone from Germany thought it meant spilling drinks everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, those Germans, they get right into it, don't they?
They do.
It's not Oktoberfest now, fellas.
So how about this one? Last one. Carry on like a pork chop. Someone from the UK thought it was a fat person trying to finish a task. Someone from the US thought it was to talk excessively. So they're kind of close.
Well,
that's
not
close,
far off,
isn't it? Yeah, because it actually
like
means just.
I use that quite a bit.
Yeah, I like that one. It means obviously to act in an overly dramatic manner.
Yeah, carry on like a pork chop, son. You're going to get shot.
Now, you're a true blue Aussie bloke. You must have a few that you love. What's your favourite Aussie slang?
Well, look, I mean, we get up at Sparrows every morning.
Sparrows fart.
Right? So, you know, just Sparrows.
I love that one as well, yeah. What's another one that you use?
Pull your head in, Mandy.
Oh, pull your head in.
Pull your head in.
Who doesn't love saying pull your head in?
Pull it in. And you say that on a battlefield and they know exactly what you're talking about.
Do you reckon?
Hey, mate, pull your head in. Whoom. Oh, saved your life.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Or just pull your head in, you idiot.
Yesterday I said knee high to a grasshopper and my girlfriend was listening and she said.
Who's shorter than you?
She said, I haven't heard that since my dad was alive. I can't believe you just said knee high to a grasshopper. But this morning I reckon we should share our favourite Aussie slang sayings. What do you think? Because there's some brilliant slangings.
There are plenty out there.
There
yes.
are. All right.
I'd love to hear a few again because you forget them until they come out in conversation.
And then someone will drop one and you just
and
go, I haven't heard
it.
That in ages. 13 27 10. Give us a call with your favourite Aussie slang saying and we will send you along to see Diesel. Yep. He's playing at Edelong Diggers on Friday, May 31. We've got
Time to give those US troops a bit of Aussie pride.
Yeah.
13, 27, 10, folks.
107.7 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Partly cloudy and 26, currently 16 in Saratoga. And we are talking about Aussie slang. Now, the soldiers in Darwin have been told not to use Aussie slang. They're doing some military exercises with the US soldiers and they've said, don't do it because nobody understands what you're saying and it could cause some misunderstandings on the battlefield. Nobody wants that when there's people with guns. So don't use the slang.
I don't think the Yanks like feeling like someone else is in charge. That's what's the problem.
Probably. But so we're going through Aussie slang sayings this morning because there's some fantastic sayings. You just said sparrow's fart, which is fantastic, and pull your head in.
Yeah, yeah.
I love pull your head
in.
And
the phones have lit up.
Yeah, the phones have lit up this morning. Let's go to them right now. We've got Macca from Wyoming. Hi, Macca.
G'day, me cobbers.
How are you, cobber?
Jet set, absolutely great, let me tell you.
Now, what's your favourite Aussie jet slang set. Saying, apart from those two?
Oh, I tell you what, wouldn't that rip the crutch right out of your 90?
Ripping the crutch right out of your 90.
You know that could be from anywhere because I've never heard it, but the way you say it, I'll own it. Thank you.
Dead set, I tell you what, I'm full of Aussie slang. I'm a truck driver and I think I know a fair amount from being on the truck.
Okay, so when you're hungry, what do you say, Macca?
Geez.
Do you say...
Chow down.
Chow down. Where do you drive, Macca?
At the moment, I'm driving truck and dog. I'm up here on the roadworks at, what they bloody call it, up near Carryong there.
Yep. You could quite possibly be the most Australian person I've ever heard, Macca.
Oh, dead set. Come a raw prawn with me, let me tell you.
Mate, we're going to send you along to see Diesel. He's playing at the Edelong Diggers. Stay there. We'll get some details.
Oh, Macca, and an Australian name to boot.
Ripper, that is.
That's a dead set ripper. It certainly is. Tickets at dieselmusic.com.au. Let's go to Alicia in Point Clare. Hi, Alicia.
G'day, Alicia.
Morning, guys.
What's your favourite Aussie slang, mate?
Probably mad as a cut snake.
Mad as a cut snake.
Yeah. Do right.
Or the one, you know, he's the full six pack, but doesn't have a little plastic thing to link them all together.
Oh, you, what's that?
You're not the full six pack.
No, you're the full six pack, but you haven't got the little plastic thing to keep it all together.
I haven't heard that one.
you are the full six pack. That's a compliment with a rib in all in one.
That's good. Sensational. We're going to send you to the movies, Alicia. You've got a double pass to go and see Chaperone, which is in cinemas now. Stay there. Let's finish it up with Darren from Tumbiumbi. Hi, Darren.
Good morning, all. How are we?
Fabulous, my friend. What's your favourite Aussie slang?
Oh, we've all heard it if you watch that specific show on Channel 7. You're flaming galah.
What does that even mean?
Raymar and the flaming galah.
Ralph, yeah.
What does it mean, though? Ralph. You don't know?
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot if you're a flaming galah.
You're a flaming galah.
That's it.
I'm just imagining a galah on fire now, which is ridiculous. Darren, we're going to send you along to see Shannon Knoll at the Halley. Tickets are on sale now at halleybowling.com.au. No worries at all.
Thanks, Cobb.
That is great.
It goes off, doesn't it? It just keeps going. You know what we can do? We just shorten every word that's more than two syllables to one syllable and add an E or an O.
Yeah, but you're Robert and you get called Rob. And then Robbo, Robbie.
Robbo, Servo, Arvo. Yeah?
Yeah, exactly. 107.7 2GO. 107.7, it's 2GO with music that makes you feel good. And breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer from Better Homes and Gardens. 26 out top today, partly cloudy. We might get a shower tomorrow. Currently 16 in Woi Woi, and it's Thursday, which means...
Slater, he dummies. Beautiful basketball pass. Vunivalu scores.
You want the best NRL tips in 2019? You've got them right now on 2GO. These are Sturlo selections.
Yeah, it's thanks to Brian Hilton, the home of used cars. Every Brian Hilton certified used car offers you extra peace of mind, and so does this guy. Sturlo, hello.
G'day, Sturlo.
Morning, Mandy. Rob, how you going?
Fabulous, thank you.
Great,
now,
mate.
Look, we have to talk to you about this, Sturlo. Origin is fast approaching, and there's talk of Cameron Smith coming back for Queensland.
No, look, he's 55, 60, isn't he? He can't play. He's too old.
Well, I think they tried Mal Meninga and Wally Lewis. They were unavailable. And yeah, they tried... Look, they tried calling Arthur Beetson, but he couldn't answer the phone because he was driving a mobility scooter.
As the New South Wales fan, let's hope he doesn't play. Because to be honest, he's been in remarkable form of late. Melbourne still haven't played well at all. He's just carried them on his back. So they're running. Well, obviously, he's come into the conversation because they're just running out of troops. Jake Friend on the sideline for an extended period now. I think they'll go Andrew McCulloch, who was there last year, but... it's good narrative. I'm sure Cameron Smith is very flattered by it, but I think when I heard him, you know, basically make the decision last year, it didn't sound like there was any kind of wiggle room there.
So never say never, Sturlo. Never say never. Farnsey's been playing this game for a long time. He keeps coming back. So
yeah, strap the boots on, Sturlo.
Hey, Sturlo, you could come back. You could play as well. Why not? Let's do an old person's round.
Oh, do not call Sturlo an old person. That's not even on.
I think they get, 30 grand a game, so I am available.
Great, you heard it
first. Listen, and no matter where they are placed on the table, I think the game this week that's going to have the most slap and tickle is going to be the Rabbits v Broncos. What do you think of this?
Oh, that's tonight. Yeah, look, we've missed a golden opportunity. I believe that what we should have done at ANZ Stadium, build a boxing ring... like on the sideline, get Wayne Bennett, Anthony Seibold in there before the players run out there. Get that sorted out.
Yes.
Give them a couple of, give them some gloves. And then we get the main fair. So you know,
what a curtain raiser.
Whole night of entertainment.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Half-time entertainment even, Stilo. I love the way you're thinking. Look, that's definitely going to be the big game tonight, but what else are we looking out for this weekend?
To be honest, out of the big game tonight... the Brisbane Broncos are blooding a young guy called Tom Dearden. Now, it's a huge game to make your first grade debut.
Yeah.
Cody Nikorima, a New Zealand test player, he's actually leaving the Broncos and going to go to the Warriors, which 7 games into a new season, I think it's quite remarkable. Yeah. So just keep an eye out for a young guy tonight in the Broncos lineup who's playing his first game under all sorts of pressure. But from all reports, got a good head on his shoulders and he looks like he's going to be the future for the Brisbane Broncos. I'm actually going for them to win tonight. I think they'll beat the Rabbits
an upset. Okay.
I just think Wayne Bennett's going to obviously have them primed for that one.
He's going to be spitting venom in the room, isn't he? He's just going to be like, wow, you can just see it.
Well, look, he might even make a return as Queensland State of Origin coach because he's 90 down, so he's kind of fits the bill as well, doesn't he? I'm going for the Storm to beat the Sharks. The Sharks lost Sean Johnson last week. They've just got too many players sitting on the sideline and key players, like they're high-profile players. And the other big one, guys, my club, Parramatta, hosting the Dragons at Bankwest Stadium.
Oh, boom.
If you get an opportunity to go to this new ground, don't miss it. It is a magnificent experience. I know Parramatta were disappointing last week, but I think they'll bounce back. I was told yesterday only a couple of thousand tickets left for this game, so it'll be another sellout.
And
huge
fantastic
atmosphere
for the team, and how fantastic for the region, you know?
Yeah,
it's wonderful. And you know, it's been our home ground. Well, that patch of ground's been ours for the last 70 years, so to have the best stadium in the competition is a real boost for the club. And the Dragons is the first team that we played in 1986 at the opening of the old Parramatta Stadium.
Oh.
So some nice memories coming up on Sunday afternoon, where I think Parramatta will get home on the emotion of the crowd once again.
And some say the best stadium in the country.
There you go.
Oh, it is.
Well,
it is.
Sturlo...
Best team, best stadium, best everything.
Can't
you're the best, Sturlo. Thanks for joining us once again, and we'll chat to you next week.
You're the best judges. Thank you. 107.7
2GO. And if you want all of Sterlo's selections for the NRL round this week, 2GOFM.com.au.
That'll get you ready for kickoff.
107.7 2GO.
Heading for 26 today on the Central Coast, it's 107.7 2GO. Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. The secret sound is moments away. It's worth $5,600, the most cash on the coast. Don't miss it. But the other day, we went on an excursion.
A rare thing happened between us in our mateship.
Yes.
I got to show you something on the coast that you'd never seen.
I know.
And I was, I couldn't believe it for one. This place, Kim's Resort.
Yeah.
Up near, what, Toowoon Bay?
Yeah, up near Toowoon Bay, tucked behind the sort of surf lifesaving club at Toowoon there. And you know what? I've lived here for 13 years and had never heard of this place.
It's a magical location. I first went there with my wife because my brother-in-law stayed at our house and they stayed for a while they were getting on their feet in Australia. And they sent us there as a gift to say thank
you.
Beautiful
and resort.
My goodness, it was extraordinary. And you know what, mums and dads? There are no kids allowed at Kim's.
No, they're not. And when we went and had a little poke around, we met the lovely Anushka.
Anushka was fantastic. She showed us around the grounds, explained some of the history behind this extraordinary place.
So it's 133 years old this year. So it's one of the oldest retreats in Australia.
These Norfolk pines are extraordinary.
They're 133 years old and they're spectacular. You couldn't even get your arms around the trunks if you tried. The track is original. That used to have a cart on it that we used to use to heat the bungalows with coal.
So it's like a little train track that ran through, yeah.
And now we use it to help people with their luggage. At Christmas, we have the same people that have been staying for 25 years.
Wow.
We have people that came for their honeymoon, 30 years ago, and then they come back for their 30-year wedding anniversary.
Wow.
So we have a lot of repeat customers. And no children.
He loves that part because he's got three.
No children, which I think is remarkable, right?
Can I just qualify that by saying I love going away with the kids? But
of course you do.
You know what? When you are away with just that special someone, the last thing you want is
to have to do your normal daily life.
Running in front of you, underneath your feet with a couple
The other thing that I find interesting about that is that other guests know that there's no children. So it's just a child-free place where you can just go and relax. And Anushka was amazing. She was showing us around and I saw a bell and I thought, oh, this thing needs ringing. And I asked her about the history of the bell.
That was an original piece from a ship. And we used to be rung on the hour every hour to let people know how long they'd been on the beach. So if you went on the beach at 9, it would be rung at 10. And then you'd be like, oh, I've been out here for an hour. So we now ring it for breakfast in the morning. So when breakfast is open at 8:30, we have to give it a good...
So I can't ring it now?
I'll just give it a little ding. Four times.
That was weak.
That's a very cool bell.
So I had a bit of fun there with that.
Yeah. Four times she said it's supposed to be rung.
I gave it three. Well, I didn't want people to think it was breakfast because it was about 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
They've got so much history there. I cannot believe that this is possibly the oldest resort in New South Wales and Australia, really. So much heritage there, which is amazing. And they do have a restaurant where they've been serving strawberry and cream pavlova on a Saturday night since 1937.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's pretty awesome. And they, everything that they have in the kitchen, they prepare on site. Everything possibly prepared there is prepared in the kitchen.
Yeah.
They source their fruit and vegetables from the same local joint, Williamson's, since 1947.
I mean, that's just incredible on its own,
You know, local produce, local fish, local everything.
Family owned.
Except for Anushka, who is 2 years an Australian resident.
Yeah, and looking to stay on. But yeah, she loves her job. And she showed us around their premier suite as well, which had its own pool and spa and stuff. And just the little touches that this family-owned thing, this family-owned place puts to their service.
And we have the flagpoles. So I don't know if you saw the four that we had out this morning. Well, if we've got a guest staying and we know that they're French or Canadian, we'll get their flag out ready for their arrival so they can see that their flag's flying.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, if there was an English couple staying here, we'd put the English flag up for them.
Well, so you're English. You should have the English flag up every day.
They do. They do have it. They do have it a lot of the time. And I'm like, that's for me. Thank you.
Just an incredible little hideaway that I had no idea existed on the coast. It's very special, and it's, you know, it's not a cheap place either, but that's because it offers something really unique and it has this incredible history.
Yep, extraordinary fun, and I'm glad you liked your first visit to Kim's Resort.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it really is an international resort on our own backyard.
I know.
You know, the amazing. Central Coast is something that you would travel thousands of miles to find.
Absolutely. So right a nice here. Little gem here in Toowoon Bay.
107.7 2GO.
You most certainly would live it up if you won the Secret Sound. $5,600 back on the table with Mickey D after 9 o'clock and all through your workday until 3 o'clock, until Kennedy and Malloy. It's Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer, 107.7 2GO. Partly cloudy today, 26, currently around 16 degrees at Watanabe.
So yesterday, Mandy took me on a little excursion to buy a present for my wife, Gwen, whose birthday is today.
Yep.
Wow. And I thought we'd done a great job. I'd got some advice. I got a beautiful scented candle and this lovely face washer, right, from Longjetty, this great place to shop. Yeah.
And a face washer.
Yeah, see, I got a bit of heat on the face washer, and I don't know about that.
Well, you reckon it's all soft and special
it's
and
beautiful.
Yeah,
well, it's not beautiful. It's practical.
It's very practical, and it's a face washer. And I just think we can do better than that for a birthday present.
It wasn't just me that thought it was good. Troy from Gosford called in. He loves the washer idea as well. But look, thanks, Troy, anyway. now, the thing was, I went home thinking, right, actually, before I went home, sorry, we went into the meeting, the board meeting, in this building, there were a bunch of people, and I was thrown a little bit under the bus by this whole your face washer sucks bit. So I asked the room. I said, hey, guys, you know, can I just have a show of hands? Who reckons I've got this beautiful scented candle and a face washer?
Yeah.
Right.
And I said to all the ladies, who would like to receive a flannel for your birthday? And all the ladies went, no, no, no.
Resounding no.
Resounding.
From every female
everybody
in the room.
Just went, big bong.
The blokes sort of shrugged their shoulders and thought, yeah. But anyway, what I took from that was that it may not be a good idea. But I got saved by Nicole, one of our mates from Riverside Dental Spa.
Yes.
She gave me a big save. Thank you, Nicole, because she said, turn that frown upside down and make the flannel a face package, like a whole beauty package thing for the bath.
Yeah, like a spa package.
Yeah, spa
she did have a great idea, actually.
It was magic. She goes, just pimp the flannel.
Well, she said, you've already got the candle and the flannel. All you need now in the bath is a glass of champagne and a women's magazine and you're sorted.
I went, you beauty. All right,
yes.
This is gold. So anyway, I jumped in the car, so I'm going to rush back home. Had to get to Sydney, right?
Yep.
So I've got basically almost all the way there, and then I've realised I've left the present in the office here.
What? What a loser. You
well,
have
I don't
just.
Need that sound from you.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You left it. You not only bought her a flannel, but you left it here.
But the love was there, okay? And I got home. I thought, what am I going to do? So I've gone to the shops and I'm trying to. What I've done is I've constructed into a part A and a part B.
Just tell me, what magazine did you buy her?
Well, I got. Okay, firstly, I got some soap, really nice soap, which I thought was a good little thing. Some bath milk.
Yeah.
Okay, to go with the scented candle
all
and the
right.
face
yeah,
washer.
No, that's all right.
And I got a magazine. I thought she might just like some, you know, something easy reading. So I got OK Magazine.
OK Magazine. Nothing spa is OK Magazine.
What's not OK about
you want
OK?
A Marie Claire or a, you know, something
oh, really?
Else like a Delicious or something. I don't
know. Well, she might just like a bit of goss, you know, just like mindless reading.
Enough. Fair enough.
Anyway, so I got all this stuff. So now we've had to split a birthday into part A and part B.
You are ridiculous. Because
I won't actually see it.
Yeah, I couldn't believe the text message I got that said, you won't believe it, I've left Gwen's present in the office. I honestly laughed out loud.
I could have. Absolutely. I could have just.
And here's the kicker. Here's the kicker, everyone. So Rob thought, I'll make it up to her. I'll cook a beautiful dinner. And he made this most amazing dinner with fish and salsa verde. Like
it's a Karen Martini special, this one.
This,
salsa verde. Like this got chopped
all right,
leaves and things.
Yep. You went to a lot
of
trouble.
I won't go through the recipe.
No.
Flathead fillets.
And you know what happened?
She
walks in the door.
No, I can't possibly eat dinner. I've just been out to birthday lunch with your mum. Nothing.
What a birthday fail.
I ate her birthday dinner solo while she had a lie down
Did
after
you
lunch.
Wash your face with her flannel? Oh, no, you didn't because it was at the office.
107.7 2GO.
It's music that makes you feel good. 107.7 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Partly cloudy today, 26 our top. We might get some rain tomorrow, which is exciting. 16 at the moment in Lizarrow. And you know that we love to chat about all things local. And we've got a local chap in the studio who's not a stranger to the 2GO studio. From Luke King Racing, it's Luke King.
Luke King himself.
Imagine that.
Imagine
wow,
that.
What a surprise.
And you've got a new haircut, which is rather spiffy. I love it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of downforce, Mandy. That's why. I need a bit more front end grip.
For anyone that can't see this, Mandy's called him Chap. He called Luke Chap as you introduced. And I think that's because you've got a bit of the World War One fighter power.
Yes.
About you.
Yes. You know? I'm so stoked that you just said that. That's actually the third person that's given me that compliment.
It's
so
definitely it oldie worldie.
I'm all about that. Thank you. And I'm just about to go to the UK as well. So I might try and get in the cockpit of a Spitfire.
Well, get yourself a little pipe to smoke and a smoking jacket and you'll fit in perfectly. Yeah. So you're going to the UK. Is that racing related or is that a holiday?
It's a bit of both, really. I'm going over there with my girlfriend, Liz, who probably everybody knows from our social media exploits. So we're actually live right now. I hope you guys don't mind if you're two live. Shows live. Hello,
everyone. Is that Luke King Racing
on
Instagram?
Luke King Racing Instagram.
Hello.
Yes, correct. We're going over there to see some of her family. I've organised some meetings with some of the racing folk and some driver coaching over there.
Nice.
So British Touring Cars is quite big there. It's definitely a step that I would like to take in my career at some point. So look, who knows, if we get some good opportunities out of the trip while we're there, I might move over there next year.
Well, you had a pretty good year last year. You had you were the runner-up in the Toyota 86 Racing Series. How did you feel about that result?
Yeah, look, it was an excellent result. You know, if at the start of the season, if you could have given me the choice to say you can either finish second or you'll be out of the top three, then obviously I would have taken it. But the way it happened was quite dramatic. And, you know, it's always good to be a part of a headline where there's been a dramatic finale to, you know, the end event of the season. And, you know, I probably would have preferred not to be in the fence twice in the same race and having the car totally destroyed. But, still second was good to seal that off.
In the fence twice and coming second, you're doing something,
right? Yeah, you're
right?
Doing exactly.
Yeah, we're doing all right. So, yeah, it's the first time I've had glass shattered all through my face and all over my body, though. So that was good. It was about a 10G impact into the side door on that second hit.
And
so.
when 10Gs,
hang on a second, just to give us an idea of what 10Gs feels like.
Yeah.
A fighter pilot in, doing a loop-the-loop, they'll get maybe, what, is it 3Gs out of a loop-the-loop?
Yeah, something like that, they would do about 3 or 4. A quick turn would be about 7.
Wow.
Similar to an F1 car in a braking zone, it's about, you know, 7Gs or so. So, yeah.
In that moment when you've had that head-on collision like that and the glass is breaking and things are happening, what's running through your mind at that moment?
It happens so quickly, and it's actually funny when you watch the onboard footage of me. The first hit that I copped, I actually bounced off the wall and just plucked first gear and got going within seconds.
Just plucked it.
Just plucked it. Just double D clutched and got out of there. Woo!
Pluck this. First gear.
It's such a typical thing for a car person, but it's always, what's wrong with the car? Is the car okay? And that's the only thing you really think of.
What's wrong with the car? Is that because you're a driver and drivers do nothing wrong? What's wrong with the car? God damn it.
Bad tradesman always blames his tools, right?
Yeah.
Well, we are great tradesmen.
So we won't go with that. No.
Now, you've got new sponsors as well. We better give them a plug.
Yeah. So we're actually one of the first, I think, drivers in the category to bring on an international sponsor. So state-owned Indonesian oil company Pertamina Lubricants is sponsoring us.
Nice.
They actually sponsor Mick Schumacher, who is the son of Michael Schumacher in Formula 2 overseas.
Wow.
They've got a massive international profile, and for them to be on board with us and letting me work in the business side of things and obviously represent them on the racetrack is a huge opportunity. So, we're making the most of everything we can do this season to keep them on board.
Is it looking too far ahead to say, you know, like, are you looking for Formula One?
No, you know, I'm probably a little bit old for F1.
You don't look at the moon.
No, you look 12.
Yeah, usually I write 20 on all of my career slips and whatever, but I'm about 29. So, yeah, look, F1's probably a little bit out of reach, but definitely supercars, like international GT, all that sort of stuff is a career path that I'm trying to go down at the moment.
Yeah. And there is plenty of support for that sort of racing in Australia. Yeah. Absolutely.
There is indeed. Sure. And we love that you're our local guy. So we're going to be watching your career with interest as it gets bigger and better. Luke King, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks
Always great
me.
To have you in the studio. And goodbye to all the Instagram Live people that have been watching on your Instagram page, Luke King Racing.
107.7 2GO. G'day Central Coast. This is the new 2GO Breakfast Show with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Feels good. Central Coast, 2GO.
Hope your Thursday is off to a cracking start. We're having a lot of fun here. Luke King, who's a racing car driver from the Central Coast, has just left the studio, and I think it's fair to say that you and him are going to end up on a golf course at some point.
We had a lot of fun. That was what a great bloke.
I know, can talk.
Yes.
Just like you. Well, two in a room together is just like this energy, anyway.
No, but he's fantastic. We're keen to get out and have a hit of a couple of golf balls.
Yeah, well, I'd take him on the golf course, not in a car.
He says he can drive, but he can't drive.
Oh, I can't drive a golf ball.
So that makes a sequel because I can't really play golf either.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I love it.
Mm.
So, you know.
All right. Well, more to come on the Luke King versus Rob Palmer golf extravaganza.
107.7 2GO.
Oh, it is music that makes you feel good. And it's only right here on 107.7 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Sure does. Just
feeling
talking
good.
Out loud, thinking out loud.
I know, you just say whatever comes into your head, don't you? There's no filter between your brain and your mouth.
Nah, I've had that problem for a while, but you know what? Hey, why not?
It's all right.
Speaking of entertainment, Manu Fildel, my mate, is going to be a judge on Australia's Got Talent.
Now, this broke, was it last night?
Well, I just saw a little Instagram post come through with his picture on the face of Australia's Got Talent. I thought, hang on.
That's not right.
Can't.
So he's your friend. You've known him for years.
Known him for years.
Yeah.
But he's a very talented man. He's not just a chef.
So what else can Manu do? What do we not know about Manu?
He won Dancing with the Stars.
Yes,
right? He
like
can
you.
Dance, so he understands that whole thing.
Yeah.
He actually got circus training when he was young.
Oh, there you go.
Circus training.
So he's a bit of a performer then, our Manu.
You know, I wouldn't let him juggle certain things of mine, but, you know, because you're just not sure how long it's been since he's juggled more
than.
But he can juggle a lot of jobs.
Yeah, he certainly can. So he's going to be one of the judges on Australia's Got Talent along with, you know, Shane Jacobson.
Yes.
That's
Kenny,
going to be
the plumber.
Kenny the plumber. So it's going to be a really interesting judge lineup for this year's Australia's Got Talent.
They will have
Channel
heaps
7.
Of fun. They will have a ball on that thing.
Oh, he's going to be a great little injection to that, I reckon, Manu. And nice to see him breaking out of the chef role too.
Yeah, you know get him out there.
He's a talented man.
Yeah, well, I'd love to have a chat with him. We'll get him in one day and have a little yarn about what's going on.
Let's do that. Let's get him in the studio or maybe at least on the phone to talk about this new role for him. Maybe we'll chat to him next week, hey?
Too right, yep.
Well, it's time for us to get out of here. If you've missed anything on the show, then you really must catch up at 2gofm.com.au, which is where you can hear Donald Trump, who's called in. We talked about the new funding for the university in Gosford, if Labor gets in on the Central Coast. So there's a lot of things that we covered today.
Luke King came in for a yarn, and what a great bloke he is.
Yeah, you've just made a new friend, which
is great. I have indeed. But I tell you what, before we meet up again, I'm going to get down to Cartattack Raceway at Tuggera there and have a few laps in a go-kart.
Absolutely. So we'll do it all again. Don't forget the secret sound with $5,600 back in less than an hour with Mickey D, and we'll see you tomorrow.